This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Inflation, pretty much everybody can define without too much trouble, right? A broad-based rise in prices and with it a fall in purchasing power. Disinflation is not the opposite of inflation. It is not falling prices. It is, and this is important, a decrease in the rate of inflation. And that is where we are, ladies and gentlemen, and have been for a while now in this economy. Confirmation of it came this morning from the Department of Labor in the form of the June Consumer Price Index, up 0.2% from May, just 3% from a year ago. I say just because a year ago, inflation was three times what it is right now. You look at core inflation, what you get when you take out those choppy food and energy prices, even though, yes, we all need food and energy. Core year over year was down to 4.8% in June, the lowest since the fall of 2021. All of those numbers you've probably heard already someplace in your news feed today. What you have not heard, I can guarantee you, is Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman getting us going with the inflation state of play.
Consumer prices rising just 3% a year? That's kind of what success in inflation fighting looks like, says Joe Bruswellis at consulting firm RSM.
Consider that just 12 months ago, we were facing down 9% with risk of it surging to 10%. This is considerable progress on the part of the Federal Reserve.
Service inflation is moderating, one thing the Fed's been hoping for. Airline fares were down 8% in June alone.
We're past peak revenge travel. That's the kind of data that the Fed can hang its hat on.
But not relax its vigilance before hitting its 2% target.
You know, it's a lot easier, say, to get inflation from 8 to 6%, 6 to 4%, than it is to get it from 3 to 2.
Especially as long as certain prices are still going up. Rent, for instance, up more than 8% a year. But that could be changing, says Lawrence Yoon at the National Association of Realtors.
Apartment construction today is at 40-year highs. Empty units ready to hit the marketplace. Owners of property simply cannot jack up the rent, knowing competition out there.
Consumers are feeling better about where prices are going, says Joanne Hsu, director of the University of Michigan surveys.
Consumers definitely believe that we have turned a corner.
They expect lower inflation a year from now, something the Fed follows closely.
On top of that, consumers are perceiving less uncertainty over inflation expectations.
With all this good news on inflation, might the Fed just stop hiking interest rates, at least for the moment? Joe Bruswellis at RSM doesn't think that's very likely.
It's just going to be a long, hard slog to get back to 2% overall. The Fed has been very transparent about this.
The central bank now predicts inflation won't hit its target until 2026 at the earliest. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.